Well, greetings, Gunslinger Posse, and welcome to Branded for May 1st, 2024, live from Matangas Pizzeria in Schertz, Texas, for Week 8, Game 6. He's Tom Manas, head coach and general manager of the San Antonio Gunslingers. I'm Ralph Judkins, and we've got something special for you as part of what is called a cold opening.
That's fine. You know, we know what's in this room. The numbers, the odds, it doesn't matter. There is no quit in this team. We knew we were going to be in a dogfight. And we were ready.
Hey, first off, man, I love you guys.
Welcome back to Matanga's Pizzeria. I'd like to thank Robert Seco for that amazing video tribute to the big win up in Frisco. And here's your chance tonight to be part of the team by chiming in on the chat and joining us here. Tell us your location, your question, or comment. Go on and like and subscribe while you're at it. All right, Coach, any words before we get started and kick this one off and begin the first quarter?
Told you.
Yeah, told you.
Told you.
And if you don't like it, well, we'll see you this Saturday.
Yeah.
We'll be right back for the first quarter. You're watching Branded Live from Matanga's Pizzeria.
How does a site work company with nearly 50 years of success maintain growth and integrity? At Symbol, we employ strong leaders who ensure that each project is executed with teamwork and dedication. At Chapman Brothers, we believe in fostering innovation while upholding our unwavering commitment to quality. Join us as a manager, estimator, or supervisor and become a driving force behind our legacy. Apply now to be part of a company that values both its history and the path ahead. Chapman Brothers, where growth and integrity meet excellence.
Don't get left in the dark again. John Wayne has a full warehouse of standby generators ready for immediate installation. We'll keep the lights on. We'll keep your appliances running, even if you lose power. Call or text John Wayne today and don't pay anything until December 2024.
Spreester, Jimenez, Caskey, Ramirez.
Cars ramming into DPS troopers.
I do the behind the kitchen door.
Hear about the video of your DWI arrest.
Expect more at 10.
Tonight on the Night Beat.
Night on the Night Beat.
The Night Beat. 2023 has been a landmark year for the Indoor Football League. Our 15th season saw tremendous growth, both on and off the field. Bold steps towards a bright future, cutting-edge fan engagement, and powerful new partnerships. And we're just getting started. There will be more in 2024. Calculated growth, strong franchises, and the best indoor football on the planet. The IFL.
And welcome back to Matanga's Pizzeria for the first quarter with Branded. Coach, it has been a heck of a week, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been. Where am I at? It's been an incredible week. It's had some great ups, some great downs, some just some interesting times. Isn't that a Chinese proverb?
May you live in interesting times.
That's me.
Yes. Yeah, it was Confucius. Asked whether make a statement that was both a blessing and a curse.
That would be me.
Yes.
Yes.
It's been some.
No,
very
it's been a very we've been you know, first of all, nothing's possible with our Lord Jesus
without
Christ,
God, not,
right?
Yeah, without Jesus, nothing. Yeah.
But getting that win in Frisco when you're 17 point underdogs, I know we you know, for people who don't know, there's legalized gambling in the IFL.
Right.
And we made either somebody very rich or a lot of people very poor.
The very conservative bettors definitely lost their shirt on that one because
no, I told
that,
Don, I
that
wish
seemed
I could
like an
bet.
Easy one.
I'd have put the mortgage payment on that one because I felt good about us. And but you know, it's nice. I was happy. I was extremely happy for obviously Don and James and the ownership. But I was also extremely happy for the guys because they. Remember, I told you, a winning culture has to be cultivated. It just, you don't wake up one morning and say, I'm a winner. So we got the first one, And if you don't get the second one right away, you don't have an opportunity to develop culture. Now, someone used the term, oh, we're on a streak. No, we're not. A streak is 3+.
Right.
Right? So we've got a big challenge ahead of us. Frisco's a really good football team. Like, they're a really good football team. And they're well coached. The players are exceptional. They got a great quarterback, great running backs, good receivers. They're just a good football team. And so for us to go down there in their stadium, in their arena, and do what we did during tornadoes, I might add, it was crazy. I'm getting ready for pregame, and they're going, and if you're on this road, take shelter in your pantry. Take shelter near this. Take shelter in that. And I'm like, what?
They're laying out the hazardous,
oh my gosh, it
hazardous
was crazy.
Weather response plan
yeah,
and, while you're in there.
But it was kind of cool, though, and in the sense that when we got there, there was this eerie calm about the players.
That kind of came through in the video, too.
Yeah, we don't – listen, I'm not a rah-rah guy in the locker room, and we – you know, I kind of leave everybody to do their thing. And which is really crazy is they didn't have a coach's locker room. We had 5 folding lawn chairs in a hallway. That was our coach's locker room.
Okay.
So now, mind you, we all come in our street clothes and we got to change.
Right. So you're
and
in
then
the hallway?
Our trainers didn't have a training room and they were in the same hallway. And we have 2 female trainers. So, you know, I just said, forget this. I'm going to go locker with the offense. So I took a locker in the offensive locker room. And I haven't done that in probably 20 years where I'm in with the, you know, one of the units, the offensive unit. And it was real interesting to see how they get ready. Some guys listening to their music, some guys reading, some guys just praying, some guys, you know, doing something. And nothing's changed over 40 years. They all do the same things. You know?
So it kind of felt it was an eerie flashback
you. Yeah, for
it's
sure.
Like, I've been here before.
Yeah. And
where's my helmet? Where's
I
got to
tell you, it was really fun. it was one of those fun experiences. And I told you I was trying to have fun on game day anyway. So that was really cool.
So about the trip up, there were a lot of, on social media, a lot of guys were putting stuff up on the trip. You put a sign up there, or you put a message out about loving Texas because you saw something by the side of the road.
So here's the weird thing. We get on this stretch of highway not far out of San Antonio, and I'm actually looking at my scouting report, and I look up, and the sign says 85 miles an hour. I went, wow, was that ever cool.
Now, I know that that's cool to you because you are a fast car enthusiast.
Yes. And
you have one.
Oh, yeah. And
just
my wife
here.
Would still get tickets in that. So anyway, I see 85 miles an hour right there, and then I go, oh, great, I'm going to take a picture next time it comes up. It was like 5 miles before the next. I guess you don't have to have them up if you're going 85, right? So I take this picture probably 200 yards away, and I'm making it bigger and making it bigger, and I post it, and all of a sudden Stephanie Rackler chimes in. She says, and I even got a ticket there. And I thought, well, you had to be flying, right? But no, I just think it's cool that they – oh, and the bus did too. So, yeah.
Go ahead and
point them out again.
Point them out again. We'll put the bosses right
so,
here.
So, yeah. How fun was that? But no, it was a good trip. I mean, it's not bad because you're focused. You know, it time relatively goes by fairly quick. And we stopped at about 2.5 hours and had a nice meal, got back on the bus, completed it, stayed at a really nice hotel that night. All that was great. After the game, we left right after the game.
Yeah, you said that you came straight home. There was no dilly, no dally, no overnight
sleep.
No,
I just wanted to get us home, and that was brutal. And then we stopped at a Buc-ee's. I made the bus driver stop at a Buc-ee's, and I said, you know what?
But of course.
I'm going to buy these guys. I'm going to buy a couple cases of cold beer, let them enjoy a cold beer after a win. And, of course, we get there at 12:40, and they don't sell beer after 12 o'clock here in Texas. So
best laid plans.
We were celebrating
sir.
With iced tea.
Best laid plans.
Yeah. No.
Just keeping everyone awake.
It was good. It was a good trip. And then we all got back. We got back. I think I got back to my place probably about 5 a.m.
So it obviously, or did it disrupt your post-game ritual of
rewatching the
broadcast and then waiting for VidSwap
to drop?
So
I watched the YouTube version all the way home.
Okay.
And then when I got home, VidSwap had already loaded so I could start watching film. So I get to bed about 10:30 in the morning, and then slept till about 1, and then we just, you know, get ready for Frisco again.
Right, part two.
Part two. It's going to be a war, everybody. You got to come. It's going to be a war. Yeah.
Indeed, that's the theme of the night. We're going to be talking about that a little bit later. There was one more thing I wanted to add before we clear out of the first quarter. On social media, there was a picture put out of a bunch of, well, they weren't really gift bags, but they were brown bags with the handles on it with players' names on it. Is that something that just started for the Frisco game, or has that been going on? What are those bags?
Well, first of all, you don't need a gift bag getting on a plane, okay? Originally, we were going to leave after lunch. And I said, well, we're going to leave after lunch, then we're going to stop 2 hours later and eat another lunch. I said, no, that doesn't work. So we left earlier, before lunch. We left about 11:30. And I said, rather than, you know, I didn't want them to be hungry either, though. So we got some beef jerky, some, you know, candy bar, a bag of chips, an apple. We had tons of Gatorade on the bus. And I felt like, let's just give them a snack pack, you know, when they get on the bus. And that way they got something to munch on until we stop for lunch. Well, of course, Megan and Yessie, our two female equipment manager and our trainer, decide they're going to bling it up a little bit. And they put everybody's names on them, and they had little bags. And I'm like, well, you know, it's ain't a field trip, but it was cool. It was nice. They go through a lot.
I was wondering if they had gone next level and surveyed the players and asked each one of them their favorite candy. And
No. We're talking Costco's, buy a case of something and throw it in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. No, it wasn't quite that elaborate.
Wasn't quite that next
we
level.
We spoil them.
It did have their names on it, though.
Yeah, okay. No, that was cool. That was really cool. The other thing that was pretty neat was when we just watching them starting to mesh more and more every day. They've really formed their own little community, their own family. You know, you're talking these guys wake up, they go to work together. They go to meetings together. They have their meals together. And despite all that time together, we've had zero friction. And it's pretty remarkable. And that's, again, based on the character of the young men that we brought in and the coaches. The coaches are, you know, the ringmasters of all that, too. So they're doing a great job. And so, yeah, it's fun to go to work every day.
So that was the trip and that was the experience.
Mm-hmm.
We ready to talk game?
Yeah, I'd love to.
All right. Well, when we come back, that's what we're going to do in the second quarter. You're watching Branded Live from Matenga's Pizzeria. We'll be back in just a moment.
Quality. Here at John Wayne, it's not just a word. It's our foundation. From the people we employ to the service that's provided, to the equipment that we design and install, quality matters. For nearly 20 years, providing quality Texas comfort to the San Antonio area communities has been our highest priority. For quality you can count on, call John Wayne today.
It's so easy to love Pick and Pull. Why? How about the largest inventory in South Texas? How about the ease of finding your part with our interchange and real-time inventory search at pickandpullsa.com? How about an organized yard and maps to find your parts, plus a shuttle? At Pick and Pull, we make it easy to save money on the quality used auto parts you need at a price you can afford.
More to pick, less pull from your budget. Now that's Pick and Pull.
Hi, this is head coach Tom Manas of the San Antonio Gunslingers. I'll tell you what, right now is the best time in the world to buy your season tickets. 2024 is going to be historic for $9, starting at $9 a month. How can you beat that? Can you believe it? $9. Don't make me come down there and send you off to the train station.
So many emotions. That was huge, huge, huge for our organization, man. And it just shows the grit, the tenacity. We've went through some early adversity. We knew we were going to be in a dogfight, and we were ready. We'll see you Saturday in the Freeman Coliseum. Guns up. We need everybody there. It's game time.
And welcome back to Matenga's Pizzeria. Those the words of one DJ Myers. Ralph Judkins here along with head coach Tom Manas of the San Antonio Gunslingers. Any opening thoughts before we go through some plays and look at them in some kind of detail?
In relationship to, what was the question that someone asked?
Oh, right. Well, we had a comment from one of the fans saying that Frisco did not allow cowbells and reminding everyone who's coming to the Freeman this week, bring your cowbells, bring your noisemakers, show them what the fans that are going to be traveling down here from Frisco are missing about having a good time and making a lot of noise. I wanted to ask, how were our fans?
It was great. I mean, I bet you we had a couple hundred fans there.
They were commented on in the broadcast.
It was really nice. They were one group, a big group, was right by the bench area, and they were cheering us on. I had invited some people, and they were up there behind us. And then there were a bunch of family members sitting in the section to our left of the bench. It was nice. We travel well to Frisco. And so I'm assuming they're going to travel well to us, too. So
I did see some chatter on Facebook to that effect of trying to get something due because I do follow all the other teams on Facebook in the West because there's no law against that. In order to enjoy it. Yeah, definitely come on down and join us at the Freeman Coliseum. And we have a question. Normally we'd hold that on for the third quarter, but
we're talking about the game right now, right?
Right. So what is it like to be preparing for a team you just played and defeated the week before? Asks Monica Martin of Sports Coast to Coast.
Monica, the hardest thing in sports is playing a back-to-back. Because, especially when it's a tight game, because you use everything you got, they use everything they got, and it makes your week of preparation very odd, we'll say, because you either got to get perfect at what you do and repair what you didn't do well, and or you've got to install new stuff. And I'm not saying we didn't do both. But the interesting thing is that it's really tough now. The weird thing is we play them now, and then we play them again in 6 weeks.
But they'll be at our location again.
Right. But it doesn't matter. We're still playing the same team.
Right.
And a lot of things can happen in those six, eight weeks. But, yeah, it's tough to do when you play them back-to-back like that.
Strange scheduling. Mark Yamaguchi, a longtime friend of the show from Houston, says he heard it was a difficult time for our fans at the Frisco Stadium because of unacceptable noise levels. Frisco footballs were supposed to be returned to the Frisco team. And he's asking, what are the rules concerning this? And I guess the rules are whatever they want to make up.
No, that's not true. There is a standard rule that the home team can give away balls to fans during the game. And that the visiting team is prohibited from giving balls to their fans while they're a visiting team. Now, here's the odd thing. They didn't penalize us for giving away balls.
Yeah, they said so on the Smoking Gun podcast that the first two ones were given away and the refs didn't say a thing.
No, not even that. It's they did not penalize us for giving away footballs.
Huh.
They penalized us for delay of game.
Right, that's the penalty for giving away footballs. Yeah. Yeah, it was literally Kali Rashad.
Now, meanwhile, while they're throwing all the balls in the stands and dancing and doing all that, that delayed the game.
Right.
So, I went to the Whitecap and I asked them, and I said, I get the whole thing, but delay of game?
Well, that's what they have to call it. They have to call it something.
Yeah, but
misappropriation of home team assets just is a little too long to announce.
But hey, keep doing it. We'll pay for it. Go ahead. You don't like it? Don't let us score.
Philip Higginbotham with a comment saying the IFL needs to change the rules about giving away footballs. Fans getting involved in the game is a good thing.
Well, Don, just 10 minutes ago brought up a great point. Or maybe it was this afternoon in my office. He said, this league's got to understand we're in the entertainment business. And that's part of the entertainment. And what's better than going someplace and coming home with a souvenir than that, right?
Right.
And when you don't allow it, you cheapen our product.
Or it can only be from one team.
Yeah.
Only.
So the guy sitting next to you can get one and you can't. Okay. Because you're wearing a different colored jersey.
Right. I mean, how cool. It doesn't really matter who gets the ball or who gave the ball.
I guess my point is this. My guy paid retail for his ticket. Your guy probably got a free ticket. And my guy's the one not getting the ball. Yeah, that makes sense. No, but we, it was nice because I kept, every time we did something cool, I'd walk and high-five our fans, you know.
Because they were right there in the fighter zone, party zone, whatever it was.
That's when I got my penalty, too. So
at the end.
Yeah.
But. And boy, this really fired up the comments section. About this ball, I've been posting multiple comments why we've been talking about fans with that. So you ready to talk some actual football here?
If we have to.
Okay. So I've got 8 plays queued up. They're not the right 8 plays.
But, I know. God, you suck at this.
I do.
You know that, right?
I do. But that means I can get better.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about...
It's a long season. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, here we go.
8 plays starting with the offense.
Okay. This is a score in the corner, correct?
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken. Yep. Pretty good protection by the line. Go ahead and run it. Oh, you're going to run it in slow-mo. Boy, you're really going for effect, huh? So that's Murray in the side pocket. Boom. Great throw by Sam. Sam, once again, had an incredible game. But he can't do it. Look at the linemen. Everyone's engaged.
You want to go back? Want to go back and see?
No, okay. We don't have to. But everyone's engaged. He had a couple options. He had the wall route over here. He also had, I think that's DJ streaking to the middle. Or I can't really tell if that's DJ or Upshaw. But in the middle there. So he had several scores there if he wanted them. So pretty good play. Coach Fuller's the master. He's the maestro of calling.
I've got to ask, is it because of the routes that he sets or the players that run it?
Yes.
Okay. That that clarifies that. Ready to go on to the next one?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Okay, we do a little zone block in front on the backside. Tucker could have stayed on his block a little bit longer, but in this game, running in the A gap, I think that's a 3-hole play, but running in the gap in the middle, and when you can get 4 or 5 yards, that's really what you're looking to do. And we're getting better and better at that every week, and I'll tell you what, Harper, he's a hard-nosed kid. He's doing great. The line loves him because he doesn't quit. You know,
so. you can see him keeping and churning, and he's running hard all the time.
Correct.
Now, is he a rookie?
Yeah.
And so I would say that he has done a fantastic job of making our run credible. Which leaves teams very, very open.
Here's what makes our running game credible. Harper and Castronova and Colley coming through on high motion stuff. So it's a combination of all three of them. And then, of course, our offensive line who's doing the heavy lifting in that. So,
ready to move on?
Yep. Okay, again. You'll see, is that DJ there?
That was Upshaw.
Oh, that's Upshaw.
On the far
so
side.
Upshaw's running up the wall. You still have a defensive back there, kind of playing center field. Now Sam, rather than stepping up, Sam decides he's going to roll out. Remembering it's really hard for a right-handed quarterback to roll out left. Okay, that's why this is such a good play. So go ahead and roll it.
All the way over, stops,
right.
Cross body,
right,
and right on the money, right on the wall.
Yeah.
Nobody else can get to that.
Right. He threw a ball that only Upshaw could get. And, again, I want to say, wasn't that like 4th down? I think it was. And, anyway, it got us a 1st down. It got us out of harm's way. We went from negative yardage being minus 15 to now we're plus 20 going in. So it was a great play.
And the next one?
Yeah.
is a Kali Rashad play at the bottom of the screen.
Now, here, stop. Okay, so right now, this is what Sam brings to the table, right? You got no one blocking the Mac linebacker, so he's coming in. Well, they know who the Mac linebacker is, right? It's this guy right here. And nobody's blocking him, so it's going to have to be a quick throw, right? So he's got option one here, okay? Murray's coming back to the ball there. Give him a safety, okay? You got two on each side. And meanwhile, this guy's trying to figure out, is he going to hit? Is he going to hit Murray? Is he going to come up? He thinks he is because he's going to come up. This guy's trying to play two.
He's got a problem.
And you're not going to play two against Kali. So go ahead and run it. And there you go. Kali in the side pocket, right? I'll tell you what. The biggest conversation I've had with Kali over the last 3 days, I said, man, you are so hard on your body.
You know, he's sacrificial.
You know, I know. And you don't really have to be. You know what I mean? He just chooses to be. And he's a warrior. I'll tell you what. He is. He's fearless. Okay.
I have a question from Dave Williams asking, how many veterans are you currently carrying? I think we're carrying the legal limit.
No, I'm carrying like eight.
But on roster?
Eight. Because I have seven on active roster and one on IR,
right?
Which I can do.
And Philip Higginbotham had another question here.
Oh, and by the way, let's get rid of the damn veteran rule. That could be the dumbest rule in the history of time. Hey, I'm going to ask this to the fans. Wouldn't you rather have a kid like Kali around his whole career in the same town? But no, what ends up happening is as soon as they hit that veteran status, coaches just kick them out.
Right.
And it's not by choice sometimes. Sometimes it's money. Sometimes it's this. Sometimes that. But what it really is that you can only have a limited amount of veterans, and they count the kicker as part of the veteran rule. How dumb is that? So now, you know, we have the best kicker in the league.
Oh, yeah. He currently leads the league in deuces with four.
He ain't done. Trust me. And what kills me is we're in Frisco, and there's not a damn thing on the ceiling, and he don't make one. Right? I mean, I could have probably kicked the deuce. All right? He comes back, and I'm saying to him, I go, there's nothing there.
I'm giving you
now,
shots.
He'll come to San Antonio. We got this thing in the middle of the field, and he'll kick around it and do a hook and make them.
I guess T.C. Stevens just likes a challenge.
Yeah. No, I love T.C. But, again, T.C.'s a veteran.
Yeah.
So now I get to count a kicker against my seven.
More questions. Philip Higginbotham said there was a question on the show. Why do we start off so many series with a run up the middle when it doesn't seem to get yards? Not his question, but a question they got. And I would say that, well, maybe not at first.
Well, okay. You want to run as many formations as you can in the first couple series so you know what their defense will be for those formations. So in the future part of the game, you know that you can call certain things that they're expecting to run off of that formation, and you can run something else off that formation.
So you know how they're going to react.
It's chess, not checkers, Phil. Come on, buddy. Yeah, and Phil knows that. He's just repeating a question.
Right. Yeah. Michael Wayne Davis with a question. What is the definition of a veteran in the IFL?
If you would be starting your fourth season in indoor football or you're over the age of 27, turning 28 during that year. Now, seriously. I mean, most pros don't get good until their third, fourth, and fifth years.
Right. And so now you're going to start aging them out.
Hey, listen, there's some coaches around the league. It's funny. I go, how many vets do you carry? None. How many vets do you carry? One. I'd love to hear the leadership in that locker room.
You'd have to look.
It'd be like Toys for Tots.
Yeah, you'd have to look for it. Heidi Barnes agrees with you, Coach, over 3 years and or over 28 years old.
Yeah, I knew it. Yep. I'm good, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, they're confirming. They're okay. Confirming. They're just confirming what you said, Coach.
Okay.
All right, so now on to the other side of the ball, your favorite side of the ball. Let's take a look at the defense. There were several sacks in this game. We went the first, I think it was three games without a sack. First two games without
Ralph,
a sack.
Ralph, we talked about this. We don't talk about stuff that happened already.
Okay. So let's talk about what's happening in this game.
They played their ass off. I mean, that was I think the coming out party was Tucson. But then we added Harold Love to the equation.
Oh, man. What?
Okay.
I was so excited to hear that name.
I'm going to put this out publicly. Harold Love is really my love child.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And
he was the true love child.
He is my true love child. And Harold is the best nose guard in all of indoor football, period. Nobody comes close. I mean, there's not even a close second. And it's an interesting story how we got him. I couldn't sleep. We were, just always thinking about something. And my phone pinged, and it was our transaction reports, and the commissioner put them out late at night. It was about 11:30 at night. And I look at my phone, and it said, released from Arizona, Harold Love. Harold, you want to come play? Yeah, baby, I was waiting for you to call me. I said, okay, good, we're all set.
didn't have to wait long.
And I don't know if people know this, he got in the car in Arizona. This is Thursday night, 11:30, and was at our game standing on the bench on Saturday.
Wow.
That's
because
love, baby.
Because he wanted to be here.
No, yeah, he wants to be here. But he also, that's the kind of guy he is. Mm. You know, if he commits, he's in. He's all in. So.
Well, Leo Lamas says, I love, yes. And I said true love because he was playing across the center, whose name was also Love. They mentioned in the broadcast.
Let me tell you what.
Yep.
Mr. Love, their center, was looking for the fire escape.
And we're going to see some of that in these plays.
He was looking for the – he was starting – you know, those phantom injuries? My elbow. Yeah, he was – Love put a spanking on him. And he was making a point that there's only one Love in the league. That's what his whole mission was. And I teased him all week. I go, I don't know, I kind of like that other Love. He's much better looking. You know, I'd say stuff like that to him all week, and he'd just, you know. So he was, it was fun, and it was great to see him play the way he did. I was expecting him to play the way he did. So,
and he was an absolute monster. So you ready to take a look at the defense?
Yeah.
All right, so our first play on defense. I don't see the down and distance marker, but I chose this for a reason.
Yeah, I have no idea why you choose
just
these.
Not a good reason.
Okay, go ahead. Now I want a disclaimer. I don't pick any of these highlights. Okay,
I want
ahead.
Him to, but he gets so busy.
Let's either win a football game or worry about highlights from last week that don't count anymore. Now, there you can see Harold. Harold does a hand swipe. Okay, go back, and I guess I'll just do it. When Harold comes off here, he shades this side. He shades his offhand, and when he comes in, he swipes his hand as the center tries to post him, right? And he goes right by him like he's not even there. Go a few steps, if you would. So now he's going to swipe him, swipes his hands off right here. Now, this dude right there, Mr. Ricky Wyatt, is the fastest guy I've ever seen from point A to point B at 240 pounds. He is a bullet. And
he's seeking missile is what I remember of watching his
So he
his
has
video.
A go call here, right? So go ahead and watch it a little bit. And go ahead and Collier's got secured the edge. He's got that. Mark Jackson, he's trying to secure the edge, we'll say. Go ahead. Boom. And then who do you got? You got Harold and Ricky doing the big nasty on the quarterback. So that's the kind of pressure that helped us do what we needed to do. So, and we plan on applying much, much more pressure this week. Okay. Okay. So now the quarterback's getting hip, and he's got a running back. And when they have a running back in, this is more of a read type and go. The strong safety, he's keying also, and you'll see – they know who the strong safety is. This is the strong safety right here. Okay, this guy. Oh, great.
What happened?
I don't know.
The Telestrator crashed.
Okay, great. We don't have to use it. Are you going to try to get the telestrator up?
Yeah, I'll get the telestrator up. But you know what the play was.
Yeah. So, really, what we look at, the first thing we look at in formation, right? The first thing we're going to look at in formation is whether or not there's a running back. Okay, we're back. All right. Whether or not there's a running back in the backfield. That's our first note, right? So, if it's empty, usually we'll send the linebacker, okay? We'll send the Mac. If it's got a running back, they both go to a kind of a read, right? Because you can do an RPO or you can do just a run option here. The linemen, they're going to do gap integrity. They're going to keep their gaps. He's going to keep outside contain. And if the linebacker's on this side, Harold will typically have the backside gap. So you got this gap, that gap, all the gaps are covered. He's the read. He's cueing the quarterback. Okay? So let me get out of there. Go ahead. Run it. Passes off. They do a wall route because they're feeling the pressure now. Okay? So they're content with getting their 2-3 yards. We come up. We make the play on the wall. And that's it. Okay? So, again, I don't know why you picked that play, but okay.
Well, I just thought it was a pretty good read along the wall.
Well, yeah.
And you said it could have been better because it could have been a pick six.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy with the way it worked out. Was that it?
No, we got two more, including the grand finale.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that. That's the one everyone's waiting to see. Okay, again, we got an empty backfield. Now they're running through. They're running the run option with the high motion guy through. Everyone has an assignment when that play happens, especially when this high motion guy. Gosh darn it. What do I keep hitting here? Hold on a second, everybody. So when he comes here and he goes wide, we have a certain – we're counting on our guy here to make the play. When he comes here and he goes this way – We're going to shoot that gap. Okay, so we have two different scenarios for that play. All right, go ahead. And again, he tries to go backside, and he gets introduced to Mr. Love the hard way.
Which is why I chose this one, because what a difference Harold Love made in this game for the team.
Well, just it's very, very, you know, very quickly. We have Akeem Smith who's with us, who started at Nose for us the first couple games, and Akeem's a really good football player, and he's learning a lot every day from Harold, and that's making him better. You know my thought on things. I can't be great unless I make you great, and that's it's helping a great deal, Meatballs, we call him, Akeem Smith. He's doing great. And Harold Love is a big part of why Akeem's getting better.
And that's what you promised the guys. If they come and they play with us, they're going to get a pro experience. They're going to get pro coaching.
And they're going to be around pros. I mean, that's the thing, is that Harold is the perfect quintessential example of a veteran. And that's why you want those guys playing in your league. I don't know why we want to push him out of our league. And all we're doing, if anyone's listening of any authority, all we're doing when we do that is we're pushing him to the other leagues like the AFL and the NAL and all that. We're just pushing him out. Makes no sense. My thought is let's have the best players in the country playing the best league in the country. So,
again,
I'll be waiting for my fine.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure we can get fined here.
Oh, I can get fined everywhere. Trust me.
Really?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So we'll finish this out with one fine play.
Okay. Yeah, this is my favorite play of the week.
This was a fantastic setup. We exchanged stops. We missed a field goal, which actually I think you considered that as a possibility. Although
I want to say we stopped them 3 times plus the pick.
There were, at that point –
That was the last play of the game. So
right. Yeah, that was the last play of the game.
Defensively.
We had a stop at the end of the half that wasn't a stop. They ran out of time, but we ran out the time on.
No, that's a stop.
Right. And then we had the turnover on downs, which came immediately after the missed field goal.
That's a stop.
And it was a touchback, and they had a long way to go, and they went four and out. And then the interception capped the game in a half.
So really that's four.
With seven lead changes in the second half alone.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the fine play at
the end.
Let's just watch it. We will listen to it as well. Here we go.
They had took two deep shots before, and they had scored on both. And I knew they were coming after me, so I just tightened up and just played some lockdown defense.
Now, I wanna say something about this play.
Guns up, baby.
First of all, Mr. Davenport is a veteran.
Yes.
So you just saw the last couple plays done by veterans. I'm just saying. Okay. The second part of that is that basically won us the football game.
Right.
Okay. So
20 seconds remaining.
What I always do is I give a game ball to the best player, and we got to win, obviously, and then I give a game ball to the outstanding player of the game. So against Tucson, I gave it to Sam. So I'm laboring over the fact that how do I not give another one to Sam after the game he had again?
Right.
And then I said, well, how do I not give one to Davenport,
right,
who actually sealed won the game?
Right.
So I'm sitting there thinking about it, and I get our balls calligraphied with the score and outstanding player and all that. And so on the first meeting after the game, I call the guys up and I hand them their balls. And it's a nice thing. It's a nice memento. I have stuff from college still, right, like that. So I thought these are great mementos for their family and for their man cave and all that good stuff, right? So I'm sitting there looking at the guys, and they're happy as heck for Sam and for Davenport. And I go, screw it. I'm giving you all a game ball, everyone who went. So I got the poor calligraphy lady doing 26 footballs right now. You know, but they all deserve it. How do you not give Harold Love one? How
right.
do you not give Mykal Harvey one? How do you not give this guy one? How do you not give that guy one? How do you not give Naquan Murray? How do you not give Khalil or Khali Rashard? How do you not give him one? So I said, you know what? Screw it. I get a rich owner. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't think he heard you as he's walking by.
No,
he might hear now.
But the point is that I wanted to make sure that if we're going to live by the credo, I can't be great unless you're great,
right,
then they were all great on that night. To bump off an undefeated team in a hostile environment, they all deserve it. So they're all getting the game ball. They're getting done up now. I'm hoping to have them by Friday for them. And hoping to give him more out on Monday, you know. So anyway, on the catch.
Yeah.
So the catch happens, and Coach Dumbass here is so excited, I run on the field.
And promptly.
But I didn't run on the field and didn't, I just went, I wanted to hug Davenport. And just, I was so emotional about that because I knew that won us the football game. So I go running on the field. Flag comes out. Oh,
you crossed the numbers,
buddy. I was probably in
midfield.
Somebody's suite.
Yeah, midfield.
I was so happy, right? So Austin comes up to me, the white cap, and he goes, "I got a flag on that." And I said, "No, I don't care. You know,
yep.
I don't care. I was just happy." And then the next thing happens, and I'm watching the film, and we get the ball on like the 1-inch yard line with the penalty,
right?
And I'm thinking back 2 years ago when Sam got a safety in that same situation.
Right.
And then I'm thinking how Don's going to fire me on Monday. This is going to happen on Tuesday. Susan's going to leave me on Wednesday. The kids won't talk to me by Friday. You know, I'm thinking all this stuff's going to happen, right? So I'm
thank
sweating.
Goodness.
So when we had the meeting, I said, I'm fining myself $500 because that's not who we are. We should act like we've been there before. We've done this, but we hadn't done it before, and I didn't know what it felt like yet this year, and so I went a little crazy. So I found myself $500, and I put the $500 towards the footballs and giving them to the guys for the game. So.
All right. Well, as the general manager, you have the privilege of how fines are distributed, correct?
Yeah, but that was steep. I should have fined myself like $50. And I'm sorry. You
know? Alex Schubert said sideline warning was a small price to pay for salvation. Oh. But now, Alex, from Sports Coast to Coast, you now know the rest of the story.
That's it.
That came along with that. Mark Yamaguchi.
There's always the rest of the story people don't hear about. And that's half the fun of it, too. You know?
Mark Yamaguchi saying it's a Coach Manas thing.
Oh, yeah.
Monica Martin, also from Sports Coast to Coast. At least you didn't get a sideline warning while throwing a football into the stands. And I would add to that, kicking a ball into the stands, which is a personal foul. And Keith Kawach from Mexico saying hello there. And
hola.
Self-accountability from the coach. Love it. XFL Mike G.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. It's, you know, I think if you're going to be a good leader, you have to be the toughest on yourself, you know. And it was funny. Don and I were in my office today, and my office was like an aquarium. Okay, I can see everything out my window.
And everyone can see you, but it's tinted.
Oh, I don't care about that. You know, but I can see everything going on. So we were having lunch today, and one of the players came out and needed to have a shirt on because he had just got done working out, and he just wanted to grab his dish and go back in the locker room. And I'm banging on the window. I go, get a shirt on. You know, you'd think. And somebody would say, well, why are you doing that? And I said, because there's a girl standing right there serving drinks.
Right.
And that's not how we are.
Right.
So I can't be that way and be that strict with them on little things and then me be okay with doing big things wrong. You know?
I think we're going to run long this quarter. We have a couple more questions, and one we were looking or expecting did come up here. Before that, did Colley get fined for his penalty with giving the ball to the fans? This is from Leonardo Lamas of Smoking Guns, because he's the guy that held up the sign, hey, it's my birthday, give me a ball. And Colley was the one that handed the ball over the wall that got the delay of game penalty you had mentioned earlier.
Okay. We did not get a fine for the penalty or giving away the ball. We got fined twice because our socks weren't pulled up high enough.
Oh, but Colley himself did not get fined because...
No, Colley did not get fined.
Leo says that he'd be willing to contribute money on his behalf to help pay for the fine.
Oh, that's real nice of you. Put it towards my fine, big time.
Okay. Okay.
So, yeah.
And because we have a series of big announcements in the third quarter, we're going to run long here. Dave Williams asked the question, if you'd like to discuss the release of Zach Brown.
Okay. Because of the league restrictions that we have with rules, after the third game that we played, we felt like there had to be some changes. Just to stir things up a little bit and get things going in a better direction. And one of those things was giving Ricky his opportunity to start at linebacker. Do you guys know the story of Wally Pipp?
Tell them the story of Wally Pipp.
Okay. This is a Lou Gehrig story. This will answer your question. Lou Gehrig held the record for, I think, almost 70 years, 60 years, for playing the longest streak of baseball.
Yeah, it was known as the Iron Horse.
The Iron Horse. No one really knows the story on how he got his first start. And the way that happened was the starting first baseman for the New York Yankees had a stomach ache. Or no, he had gotten beaned a game before. And he went to the coach and he said, hey, you got to pull me out. I'm a little dizzy. Lou Gehrig went in and never came out for the next, like, 12 years. And that's kind of what happened to Zach. Okay? In the sense that Zach's a great football player. Zach is a great person. Zach, I love Zach Brown. I love Zach Brown. But I can only carry so many veterans.
Right.
And I can only carry so many linebackers in this league. And so I thought maybe rest Zach for a couple weeks. Okay, he was getting a little dinged up. And I thought, rest him a couple weeks, let him come back, be healthy, and do that. Well, then all of a sudden, we lost a DB. And then we had pulled hamstrings. And then we had some other things happen. And I had to take my personal relationship with Zach out of the equation, as unfortunate as that is. Now I want to make this really, really clear. I do this not just with Zach. I do this with every football player who comes here to San Antonio. Before I even did it, I made sure I contacted another team, made sure Zach closer to home so he could be by his son, and made sure they wanted him. He would start, all those good things, and I had the deal done before I called Zach to tell him what I was going to do. So I hated doing it. Great leader, great guy, great friend. He's a little bitter at me right now, but you know what? First time Zach's ever been released, I get it, but Zach was literally unemployed for 31 seconds.
And he's going to be playing.
Oh, he's going to be starting. He's going to be starting week. On Saturday.
Right, and there's a bunch of people on the another NFL team Network. In another league. Yeah.
Okay. So. Yeah. So what I'm saying is, guys, listen. That was probably one of the hardest ones I've ever had to do, but I owe the other 25 guys that. And unfortunately, I don't have the luxury of being the most popular guy sometimes.
No, that's why you get to be the, it's not an axe man, but you get to be.
But I talked to every one of these. Hey, I let go another kid today, Mark Jackson from Oklahoma. And it has very little to do with performance, is to do with numbers.
And let go might be too strong a word, because
Mark's a local kid.
We're keeping him.
He's a high school football coach in town. And if I ever need him back, I can always bring him back. And we left on great terms, as all these kids. Hey, half of my team's playing down in Corpus Christi right now, killing it. I called their coach the other day, and I said, you better send me up a ring after you win your championship, because it's our team down there. It's like a G League, okay? But they're playing, and that's what most of these kids need, are reps.
Yep.
And if I can't give them to them, I don't want to squash their dreams of not playing professional football. In Zach's case, Zach could have went anywhere Zach wanted to go. I just tried to build the best-case scenario, best situation for him and his family. So.
And that's got to be the end of the second quarter, Coach, because we're actually
Did that answer?
Yes. Okay. It leaves us 7 minutes before an hour into the show, and we haven't finished the second quarter yet.
I love this right here, though. If he wasn't bitter, what does that say? There's something wrong.
Yeah, Leo Lonimus.
It's business side of things, though. Yeah. And it really and truly, when you hear the business side of football, that was the business side of football. It had nothing to do with Zach Brown.
And so we'll close this out with one final thought on the game delivered by Coach Chris McKinney.
Man, this win is amazing for the boys. We fought. They prepared all week. They did very well. We lost to adversity today. Had guys go down, starters go down, put new...
Are you tired of the same old chain pizza that tastes like cardboard? I thought we were done eating paper in school. Maybe not. It's up to you. At Matangas, we bring you flavors that are authentically Texan. We're talking about fresh dough that we made in-store every single day. We're talking about cheese that's shredded in-store for that authentic cheese flavor. We're talking about brisket, because this is Texas, y'all. We're talking about our Texas rolls. Can't get those anywhere else. We're talking about Texas ranch, because when you put jalapenos and ranch together and you dip it in with pizza, just drink it. Lastly, we got a pothole pizza, because we had to name a pizza after our roads. You know what I'm talking about. Can't wait to see you soon. Find a Matangas near you.
It's like literally like hockey and football had a baby.
Type of action you'll never see in the NFL.
Let's go, Gunslingers. Let's go, baby. Woo!
That's the best entertainment there is. Once you've been to a game, you're going to get hooked.
Man, this win is amazing for the boys. We fought. They prepared all week. They did very well. We fought through adversity today, had guys go down, starters go down, put new guys in places that never played the position, and they fought and they fought and they fought, and they finally got it done. I'm so proud of them.
And welcome back to Branded. We finally made it to the third quarter after an hour. Looks like we're running a little longer than we like to, but the big man's with us tonight. Welcome to the hot seat. The owner of the San Antonio Gunslingers, Don Rackler. Don, thank you very much for joining us. I think you've got some messages for us.
Well, yes. You know, this Saturday night is going to be our Star Wars night. So for the first 1,500 fans, we're going to give away our saber lighted swords for the first 1,500 fans. And then we're also doing a $1,000 cash costume contest. So come in your best Star Wars costume and get your chance to win $1,000 cash for that. The other thing, we jumped the gun and we asked people not to bring their air horns. We had one person complain. But we are, if you have an air horn and you want to bring an air horn, you are welcome to bring an air horn. Just be respectful of those people around you. Hold it straight up. Don't point it at somebody, and make sure you don't be offensive to somebody. But air horns are welcome. Just be respectful and do it at the right time.
And cowbells.
And that's my last PSA.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. You cut me off, Coach.
Sorry, buddy.
I got to go back to my notes now. And then, yes, let's just talk about cowbells. You know, we were in Frisco last week, and a bunch of San Antonio fans were there with their cowbells. And they complained, and they told us we couldn't make noise with our cowbells in Frisco. So this is our public service announcement. You bring your cowbells Saturday night, and we need more cowbell than we've ever had, ever. We are going to rock them out with cowbell on Saturday night. Because I thought that was kind of rude on their part, and we're gonna let them have it with some cowbells on Saturday night. And then the other thing we're gonna do starting the following week.
This is exciting.
We're gonna do Kick for Cash. Kick for Cash is this. We're gonna have a opportunity for every fan to come and sign up to get a chance to kick from the 25-yard line. Kick for Cash starts out at $2,500. We'll pick three fans every week. $2,500 is what we're going to do. I know. I mean, it's not your money. I mean, you write me a check and I'll make it $25,000. But it's going to be $2,500, and we'll pick three fans, and it'll be a progressive. So we have nobody win. Every week, we will add $1,000 to that.
It rolls over.
Then also, at the end, our last game, every person who picked and had an opportunity to kick, we're going to bring them back for a finale. It's going to be huge. I don't know exactly what that number is going to be. They've been talking $25,000. Maybe we're going to give away a car. I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be huge at the last game. It's going to be phenomenal, but every person that had a chance to kick is going to be drawn. We're going to put everybody's name in a hat. We're going to throw three contestants back, and they're going to kick for the grand prize.
So, one, buy a ticket, show up to the game, get yourself signed up. Two, get your leg in shape. Yeah. Three, go get some practice reps in.
Yeah. Well, one of the things we're going to do when you say sign up, we're going to do a QR code.
That's right, QR
code.
And
so anybody, anywhere can do it on their phone. They don't have to be even at the game. They can just sign up to kick, obviously. And so it's open to the entire hell.
That's right. It's a QR code.
Right.
We'll have all the names and interests in there. The computer system will draw three names at random. Mm-hmm. And you got to be there on Saturday to kick. And that's how it's going to work.
TC asked me if he could try, but if he could enter.
He's not eligible.
I know.
But well, anyway. You know, another fan of the show chiming in, Arena Football Statement. Ducon says, send the $2,500 over. TC Stevens is about to get jealous of my elegant leg.
Oh, see, this guy thinks he's a quarterback. He thinks he's a kicker. He's delusional. I love Dukan, but he's delusional.
Well, he's a great actor, though.
He is an actor.
And he's a good comedian.
He can
comedian
act like he'd be a football player.
Yeah, he's a very nice man, too. We had a good time with him.
He's the best. Yeah.
But so Dukan. Those are the things. 1,500 Saber Light Swords this Saturday. Come in your best outfit for Star Wars, be Chewbacca, or whoever all the characters are. I'm not sure I'll know them all. You get a chance to win $1,000 cash for that. Right. All of that's going to happen at a halftime. And then, therefore, the next week's is going to be kick for cash at halftime for the rest of the season. And we're going to have a big prize at the end.
That's going to be awesome.
So you got to get your tickets. Anything else before or anything else in the third quarter? Because we're pretty much talking about the next game.
Well, I miss my Texas Truck Mafia, so I want all my Texas Truck Mafia fans, please come back and see us. We love you guys, and come back and support us. But here's the other thing. I tell everybody all the time, I tell the coach, I tell everybody. Everybody I ever meet, and I ask them about, have you ever been to the San Antonio Gunslingers? No. Please come. If you will come, I promise you, you will be a fan. Come one time, and you will be a fan, because it's not just football. It's an event. It's an exciting event from beginning to end. It's fun. It's exciting. You'll have a good time with your friends. And just give it a try, and I promise you, you will come back every game.
You know, that's so true. 20 years of doing this in Indoor Football Plus, anybody who I brought for the first time, I've never once heard that wasn't a blast or that wasn't fun or I'm coming back. That's all you hear. And we just got to get you in the door, and we'll have a fan for life.
Absolutely. Me and Pam have a place in Rockport, and I was in Rockport, I guess, 4 or 5 months ago, and this man came up to me, and he recognized me because he bought an AC system from me. And he asked, are you Don Racker or John Wayne? I said, yeah, that's me. And he said, well, I'm your customer. And me and Pamela had on our Gunslingers garb.
So
we got to talk about Gunslingers. I said, you know what? When the season starts, call me and I'll give you some tickets. And so he emailed me, gave him some tickets. He was sitting right behind me 2 games ago. Him and his wife had the best time.
Oh, yeah.
They went up and spent $300 at the merch booth. They bought jerseys. They bought hats. His wife is a nurse. She says, I'm going to back tell everybody I work with how much fun this was. We'll be back.
Yeah.
And that's just a story that happens all the time. Well, just come out and have a good time.
The stewardesses from from Southwest, you know, same thing. They follow us now all the time, and they're trying to get overnights here in San Antonio so they can come to
games. This is the Vegas crew.
Yeah. I mean, Don's hit the nail on the head. Come once, you're gonna always want to come back.
Well, and a lot of people, I think they don't understand what the Gunslingers are about or indoor football is about. These are professional football players. These guys, they hit hard, they throw hard, they play hard. They are just as good as any NFL player out there. They play with heart. They want to win. They hit hard. These guys put on a show for you. It's total entertainment. High scoring. It's not, the score is not going to be 10-7,
right,
or 12-14 or whatever. This is going to be 60-55. It's going to be 65-62. It's high scoring, lots of action, and fun as heck.
Yeah, 100%.
Come out. I promise you, you'll be a fan forever.
Absolutely.
All right, so that will do it for our third quarter. Before we go, we will play a promo that was put together for this exact event. Stick around for more Branded live from Matangas Pizzeria in Schertz, Texas.
Thanks, Buzz.
Ah, my pleasure.
That was awesome.
Hey, San Antonio! Your Rebel Gunslingers are back in town! Come see your San Antonio Gunslingers take on the Frisco Fighters this Saturday at 5:30 inside the Freeman Coliseum. It's Star Wars theme night! The first 1,500 fans inside get a free lightsaber! Plus, you can win up to $1,000 in cash and prizes for best Star Wars costume! Affordable family fun and free meet and greets! For tickets, go to sanantoniogunslingers.com!
Quality. Here at John Wayne, it's not just a word.
It's our foundation. From the people we employ, to the service that's provided, to the equipment that we design and install, quality matters. For nearly 20 years, providing quality Texas comfort to the San Antonio area communities has been our highest priority. For quality you can count on, call John Wayne today.
As a site work company with nearly 50 years of success, maintain growth and integrity. At Symbol, we employ strong leaders to ensure that each project is executed with teamwork and dedication. At Chapman Brothers, we believe in fostering innovation while upholding our unwavering commitment to quality. Join us as a manager, estimator, or supervisor and become a driving force behind our legacy. Apply now to be part of a company that values both its history and the path ahead. Chapman Brothers, where growth and integrity meet excellence.
Hi, this is head coach Tom Manasseh of the San Antonio Gunslingers. I'll tell you what, right now is the best time in the world to buy your season tickets. 2024 is going to be historic for $9, starting at $9 a month. How can you beat that? Can you believe it? $9. Don't make me come down there and send you off to the train station.
And welcome back to the fourth quarter live from Matenga's Pizzeria. And we have a couple more questions from Philip Higginbotham as we try to wrap out the show here, knowing that the refs are what they are and we can't control any of that. Question about penalties. Why all the penalties and at the worst possible time?
Well, you know, Phil, one of the things I told the white hat, Austin, at our last game is I said, you know, if you're going to make a holding call, then you make the same holding call, whether it's a touchdown or a two-yard gain. Don't just call it when it's a touchdown, right? And they admit they miss calls too, you know, and they're human.
They're humans,
so I
yeah.
get it, right? But it just seems like when we have almost 10 penalties for 100 yards and they have, what, like three for 25 or 30 yards, something stinks about that, you know?
Or the suspicion is there because it looks like it has the appearance of.
No, it stinks. No, it really stinks. It does. And I told an official a couple years ago who kept making bad calls. Actually, he worked here. Yeah, you guys had the worst refs. And I said to him, do you realize when you make a bad call like that, or a series of bad calls, you can actually cost some people their jobs?
Right.
Like, you're going to work next week, whether you're a hack or not. But a coach can get fired, a player can get cut because you make bad calls. And he kind of gave me this blank stare, and, you know. Then I think he got run over by one of the players.
I'm not sure, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That guy.
Oh, we all knew. Those that are fans of the Gunslingers, we all knew who you were.
Yeah, you know
about.
Who I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Yes. I did have a couple more comments before we get into the
What's
content.
That long one?
Yeah, well, I was going to get to that. Monica
just...
Martin, follow up last week question. Now with two wins, does coach have to keep
shaving?
Okay,
here's the deal. I'm growing the beard. Okay, I can't stand shaving my face every day like this. It's killing me.
Aloe vera?
Yeah, it doesn't help, man.
Okay.
I get a really thick beard, and it just, like, I take a layer of skin off every morning.
Mm.
And so I'm growing the beard back. Beard's coming back.
So,
what's that? Starting Sunday.
Starting
exactly.
Sunday, Don says.
You know, it's funny you said that. Starting Sunday. Now, I'm not going to say I'm superstitious, but this is hilarious. We're in the game. I'm shaved. I'm not growing, you know, I'm shaving in the morning like three times, right? All the coaches were wearing the same exact outfits, laundered, of course, but right. we're wearing the exact same things. Coach wears a hat for pregame, but he doesn't wear it during the game. We got all this stuff going on.
Rituals.
So there's 2 minutes and 30-some-odd seconds left to go in the game. I take off my watch, and I hand it to Yessi, and I say, here, hold this. Because I did that in the Tucson game.
Right.
At 2 minutes and 30 seconds,
right.
I took off my watch, I handed it to Yessi. So you realize now, we all got to wear, I got to wear my watch, I got to hand it to Yessi at 2:30, we got to have this, you know, the shave thing going and all that, yeah. I know, and it's, I'm not superstitious, but it's working, so.
Why?
Yeah.
Why argue?
No, I'm not, I'm going to shave until Monday, and then I'm going to look like, I could have won the Chewbacca contest by Saturday, so.
Yep. So long comment here from Janie Hollins.
Who's Janie Hollins?
Janie Hollins is Kali Rashad's mom.
Oh,
she says,
I'm
Coach,
sorry.
Don't be afraid of change. Kali is the hero here for the kids and his family. We love him, and we also know he is an amazing person before he is a player, but he is so committed to the Gunslingers. So put him out there. He will show you his heart. If you stop, you know. He's so passionate about the game, and he is so committed. Love y'all. Let's go. Guns up. Thanks, Mom.
Yeah. Agreed. 100%.
And Mark Yamaguchi chiming in. I mean, we've got an amazing bunch of receivers saying, how about our DJ Myers?
You know what's funny? You say that. Okay.
We talked about this. But there's a lot of players that really
deserve
praise. Here's
the thing. I want to talk about guys that we don't normally talk about. Okay, so we talk about Kali, how great he is. We talk about Sam, how great he is. We talk about these guys.
Naquan.
Well, not so much. We don't really.
But we should be.
Yeah, exactly.
You see him on film. And, okay. He's blocking. He's,
right, okay.
In practice, he's doing.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
So what I'm saying is you got Murray, you got Myers, you know, you got Kali, you got, how about Upshaw?
Yeah.
That guy,
the guy
is
on the wall.
A freak.
The guy on the wall.
He is so good, right? And you'd never know he's in the room, you know, until you need something, like a catch or a first down, right? And he's that guy. Then, of course, our line is our offensive line is doing great. You can't score 60 points and lead the league in offense without having a great offensive line. But I want to talk about a guy who gets zero credit, Mr. Caldwell. Our backup quarterback.
Yes, in practice.
No, in games. He runs down on kickoffs, and he blows people up.
Yeah, I saw him.
He will do anything. He will long snap on PATs. He will run down on kickoffs. He'll go on kickoff return. He'll do anything you ask him, and he's probably one of the nicest young men you'd ever wanted to meet in your life. Very unselfish. And he. It was funny because we were in the locker room after the game, and we're getting showered, and everyone's showered, and we're kind of sitting there just wrapping up. And he looks at me, and he goes, how do you do it? And I said, what do you mean? He goes, how do you put teams like this together? And I go, I just hire guys like you.
Yeah. It's
right? I mean, you make it easy. You guys do this, but I just try to get you all together. I'm like the eHarmony of football players, okay? I'm just going to, you know, just come on in, you know? And once you meet each other, they're gonna fall in love, and you're going to be together, and you're going to want to play together, and you're going to want to do all those things. So that part of it. But Caldwell's one. And then I wanted to talk about some of the guys on defense real quick because, well, you know, the Davenports and all that. We have a new guy on defense, Mr. Duck. Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
We got Clifton Duck.
We got Clifton Duck.
I saw the name, and it's where I know the name.
Right.
And
we got Clifton Duck.
Oh, man.
And so Clifton will be starting this weekend for us.
Oh. Where did he come from?
Actually, this goes to the burr in my saddle. Owners, if you can't afford a football team, don't buy one. Okay. Because I got Clifton Duck in the parking lot of a Super 8 motel in New Jersey after they got evicted in Philadelphia.
Right.
Okay?
Right, but he was also in the NAL previously.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that.
Okay.
You asked me how I got Clifton Duck. That's how I got Clifton Duck.
Because Philadelphia sold.
because Philadelphia Soul put out all their players, and Clifton was standing in the parking lot, and I signed him standing in the parking lot the day of our game.
Man, what a get.
Okay.
What and, a freaking get
and
Clifton
done. And he is so grateful, and he's such a great kid. And, you know, the first thing he said, and he met Mr. Rackler today, and he, you know, met the guys, of course, and the one thing he said is, he goes, oh, my God, this place is unbelievable. He goes,
you guys, from where he came from.
Well, no,
he's gotta be in shock.
Here, you're going to like this one. You guys eat here? Yeah, we got toilet paper and everything. It's awesome. But
it's,
you know,
the
what?
Little
and,
things.
And I'm not picking on. Listen, I'm not picking on Philadelphia. That's self-inflicted. Okay, I'm picking on. There's about two dozen other teams in scattered throughout different leagues that do the same crap to these kids. And let me tell you what. If that was my son, I'd fly there just to kick your ass. Okay, because you don't treat people like that. You do not treat people like that. Let alone kids that put their health on the line every week for you and do all this stuff. And until that's why I love the IFL. The IFL wouldn't tolerate that. Okay? But until the powers that be put their foot down and do that, they're going to always tarnish indoor football. Because people, if Philly does stuff like that, they associate that with all of indoor football. And it's not the case. You come here, you'll play, you'll thrive, you'll learn brotherhood, you'll learn faith, you'll learn whatever you need to get out of it. You'll learn family and all that stuff. And the thing, and in the meantime, you get three meals a day, a great place to sleep, and a great place to work out every day. So,
and you're not driving all the way around town to get everything you need.
Buddy, we're in one, you know, it's just incredible. So that's a big burr under my saddle because we shouldn't treat people that way.
No.
Let alone professional athletes. I'm not going to use the word slavery. I will use the word indentured servitude. When you treat people like that, that's indentured servitude. Okay.
Because they got to put up with it.
They have to, or they're in parking lots in New Jersey.
With their property confiscated in a locker room on the facility because somebody said, well, if you got to keep their stuff, keep their stuff.
Right.
Yeah. That's a story I heard. I wasn't there.
No,
it's
the story.
Yeah.
That's true.
Wow.
Yeah. And lastly, I want to talk about, since Zach left, Zach was one of our captains. The captains selected a new captain.
Hearing it first here on
today,
the show, folks, this is breaking news.
And that captain is Giovanni Sanders.
Sanders?
Yes.
All right.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. Giovanni got hurt in the game against Frisco. And that was a gross injury, too. He dislocated his pinky to the point where it popped through the skin. Okay?
Oh.
Now, this
compound
will tell you,
dislocation.
Compound dislocation. This will tell you about the kid, though. He's in the hospital texting us, what's the score? You know? And then I met with him yesterday, and I said, so you want to play this week or what? It's just a pinky, you know? He goes, well, I would kind of like to wait till next week. You know? And I said, oh, man, it's a splint and a couple of Advil, and you'll be fine, you know? But that's the kind of kid he is. He's just a hard-nosed, quiet, unassuming, great athlete, great leader. So the boys elected him captain. So we have DJ Myers, Cornelius Lewis, Sam Casanova, and Giovanni Sanders as our captains. And then I suggested that we elect two assistant captains, very much like the NHL.
Okay.
Like hockey. And coming from Canada for a while, that's a huge thing. People say, well, you can put a patch on. No, they don't get patched. It's a title endeared by the team. And those are two players that exemplify their leadership, and they're basically the first lieutenants. Okay?
Yep.
And we elected Mr. Harvey. It was his birthday, and we gave it to him. No, I'm just kidding. Mr. Harvey is going to be one of those assistant captains, and the other one is going to be Ricky Wyatt.
Wow. One from the offense, one from the defense.
Right. And so if one of the captains is not on the field, they act in the capacity of the captain.
Wow.
Okay? So great honor, great responsibility. I always say the one job I wouldn't want to have that would suck is be the captain of Coach Manas's football team because they get a lot to do.
Yeah, you got a lot of work.
I put a lot of
expectation.
Yeah. So.
And one of our captains checking in, DJ Myers.
DJ, go to bed.
Yeah.
No. No, DJ's great.
Well, we'll be back to wish some other people to bed. Is that,
yeah.
that it for you? I mean,
yeah.
We're a little bit long tonight, but
sorry,
wow,
everybody.
What a show.
Hey, that's what happens when you win. If we'd have lost, it would have been a really short show.
So. We'll be back to wrap this up in just a moment. You're watching Branded Live from Matangas Pizzeria in Shirts, Texas.
Are you tired of the same old chain pizza that tastes like cardboard? I thought we were done eating paper in school. Maybe not. It's up to you. At Matangas, we bring you flavors that are authentically Texan. We're talking about fresh dough that we made in-store every single day. We're talking about cheese that's shredded in-store for that authentic cheese flavor. We're talking about brisket because this is Texas, y'all. We're talking about our Texas rolls. Can't get those anywhere else. We're talking about Texas ranch because when you put jalapenos and ranch together and you dip it in with pizza, just drink it. Lastly, we got a pothole pizza because we had to name a pizza after our roads. You know what I'm talking about. Can't wait to see you soon. Find a Matangas near you.
For generations, the family recipes at Carrabba's Italian Grill have been bringing people together. From the sweet smell of our scratch-made sauce to our rich layers of lasagna, we believe food made with love leads to tables filled with laughter. Dine with us or order out at Carrabba's.com.
2023 has been a landmark year for the Indoor Football League. Our 15th season saw tremendous growth, both on and off the field. Bold steps towards a bright future, cutting-edge fan engagement, and powerful new partnerships. And we're just getting started. There will be more in 2024. Calculated growth, strong franchises, and the best indoor football on the planet. The IFL.
Well, thank you for sticking with us to the end of
a
long show tonight. This will wrap up our week 8 show. Make sure you have liked and subscribed before you go. And now we are talking about that special moments of saying goodbye.
Good night.
Good night.
Never goodbye.
Never goodbye. We're not going anywhere.
Miss Susan, I love you. Eli, Mila, and Liliana, time to go to bed. Love you. God bless everybody.
This has been Branded for May 1st, 2024. And to answer a question, this is the Texas Takedown, I think is the name.
Oh, is that what they're calling it?
Texas Takedown is what social media has called it. Monica Martin asked, is the Battle of Texas, the Texas Tussle, or the War on I-35? I think social media has said the Texas Takedown.
I like that.
And let's,
it has a WWE ring to it.
Let's go with that. I was thinking it should be the Texas Gunfight because it's a mashup of both of their names.
Can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
We're too woke.
Well, this has been Branded for May 1st, 2024. And as always, folks, keep your guns up. Good night, everybody.